A $180 billion shot in the arm.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. What a week. Lehman Brothers went belly up, Merrill Lynch was bought up at a bargain basement price, and AIG, the biggest insurer on the planet, became the property of Uncle Sam. And it's only Thursday. Lots more Sturm und Drang today. Morgan Stanley's share price hit a 10-year low, and it's reportedly in merger talks with Wachovia and other banks. And Washington Mutual is desperately seeking a buyer. The country's biggest savings and loan says it can't raise the money it needs to stay afloat. That problem is at the root of our current economic crisis. Borrowing costs have skyrocketed and companies can't get cash. Today, the world's central banks banded together to try and help. The U.S. Federal Reserve joined the European Central Bank and central banks in Canada and Japan to inject $180 billion into global money markets. Julian Callow is an economist with Barclays Capital. Julian, this seems like a pretty drastic move.
Exactly. We have never really seen anything quite on this scale before. What the U.S. Federal Reserve has done is to expand the amount of dollar liquidity it is prepared to give out to commercial banks outside of the United States by $180 billion. This is a very large amount. This liquidity, I think, has been very important at helping to improve sentiment in the financial sector during the course of today so far.
Do you think this will work? Do you think this will help loosen things up in the markets?
I think certainly it is a very important help. I think we're in a situation here where the private sector really does require involvement by the government in order to help ease the concerns that have been arising about the availability of liquidity. It's a classic case where the public authorities do really need to be stepping in. And I think as well that although the measure may sound very large, it is very large and it is unprecedented. Nonetheless, these central banks have demonstrated that they are ready to act quickly and indeed therefore could act more if more is yet required here. That said, I think still we are in a situation where the central banks have to watch very closely the market developments here.
Will this be enough to save some of the banks and other institutions that are in a lot of trouble right now, or is this more something that will help in the longer term?
I think it has led to a significant improvement in sentiment today. I think as well that public authorities do need to be still willing to consider the possibility, at least, of other unorthodox measures. That still may yet be necessary. But I think it shows that the public authorities are acting in a very decisive way here, which is the most important thing for which I do take significant comfort.
Julian Callow heads up global economics for Barclays Capital. Julian, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com.
Investors are sure feeling gung-ho about the central bank's actions, and man, did the markets need a boost. Yesterday was a humdinger for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted more than 4% to its lowest level in 3 years. That's 23% below what it was a year ago. But things are looking much better this morning. Germany's DAX has added 0.5%. London's FTSE is up 0.9%. Some big deals going down in Britain this morning. Banking giant Lloyds will purchase the UK's largest mortgage lender, HBOS, for $22 billion. Megan Williams has more.
Call it a buyout or a rescue. The deal is good for the fast-sinking HBOS and great for Lloyds. By scooping up HBOS, whose shares lost half their value this week, Lloyds will now control almost a third of the British mortgage market. The UK government backed the deal after HBOS depositors and lenders began pulling out their credit, fearing the company couldn't back its mortgages. Banking analyst Simon Mond says the deal bears the heavy fingerprint of government with little cost-saving advantages.
It's clearly a deal driven by the panic in credit markets. Cost savings from the deal are disappointing at only 10%. You'd expect a large in-market merger like this to be taking out at least 20% of the costs.
That said, Lloyds will now have a quarter of the UK savings and current account market, a combined 39 million customer accounts. And, says Mon, it will also get its hands on what would, in normal times, be anti-competitive market shares. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Lloyds isn't the only British bank on a shopping spree. After U.S. brokerage giant Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy earlier this week, Barclays agreed to buy Lehman's North American investment banking and trading business. If the deal goes through, many Lehman employees get a lifeline, and Barclays gets something it's wanted for a long time, as Amy Scott reports.
Barclays already has a small foothold on Wall Street with its investment bank Barclays Capital. But in a call with analysts yesterday, Chief Executive John Varley said he wants more.
I have felt for some time that we are underweight America.
If the deal goes ahead, Barclays takes on 10,000 Lehman employees and $1.5 billion in New York and New Jersey real estate, including Lehman's flashy Times Square headquarters. Roger Nightingale is global strategist with Point in York and London. He says Barclays' previous forays across the Atlantic haven't taken off, and he says deals like this face some headwinds.
I would go so far as to say there's been almost no example of a commercial bank taking over an investment bank and the two working well together on a long-term basis.
Nightingale says this time Barclays stands a better chance of taking on Wall Street. He says the bank has snapped up some very good assets at a very attractive price. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
If you have some questions or thoughts for us, drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.